And Jasmine Banks is our new chair, so we are going to toss it over to her.
All right, well, good evening, everybody. So Tracy, I'm going to ask you and Ryan to kind of guide me along as I do this today. So my guess is that we're going to go through the agenda, and I don't think we have anybody for public comment.
We don't, Giselle, please confirm. I don't think we have anyone for public comment, but it looks like we do have three guests. One Boyce was with us last time, and then we have someone named Tati and Kate. Giselle, do we have anyone for public comment?
Nope, we do not have public comments today.
All
Okay.
right, and then our guests that we do have. If you can, would like to introduce yourselves. Boyce, why don't we start with you?
Good evening, everyone. I'm
Good
Boyce
evening.
Hodge, lifelong Madison resident. And have some interest in the work of the committee. And I'm just in the infant stages, just sort of learning, looking, listening. But certainly there's an interest in being a part of the group.
Thank you, Boyce. We're glad to have you. And then Tati, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Hi, yes, I'm Tati. I am a member of the public, just observing today. Yeah, thank you for letting me observe.
We're glad to have you. All right. And then Kate.
Hi, Tati is actually in my class. I'm in a master's program at UW Madison right now for social work. And so I'm just observing a meeting. So thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you as well, Kate. All right. So you're observing, you all are here to observe this because it is a public meeting for one of our commissions. Excellent. Great way to learn government. And if after the meeting you feel like you might be interested, we do have some vacancies coming. We have a couple of vacancies right now, and then we'll have a few more vacancies coming up in the near future. So we certainly invite you to reach out. And if you're interested in the work, you can be a part. Okay. All right. Okay, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you for our agenda items.
All right. So, do we have any disclosures or recusals, I should ask. All right. Seeing that there are none, we can move on to the next item. Looks like new business. So it says election of new chair. Oh,
Oh.
Giselle.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I believe we skipped over the approval of minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, we did. Yep, sorry. So, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All right. So, now can I move to new business?
Yes, but
Okay.
I think you have, Giselle, can you shoot Jasmine the updated ones? Because that looks like the first iteration of the minutes that she's using.
I think we have to vote on approval of the minutes too, right? Because there's a motion, but we never voted. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So that I could say a
I
motion to
think,
vote or
yeah,
approve the
just all,
minutes?
well, we had the motion, so now I think if you just ask who's in favor of that motion or all in favor,
Okay,
say
all in favor say aye.
Hi.
All opposed?
Make sure.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Ryan. All right, I'm going to make it through this first meeting. I swear I am. All right. And then, so am I waiting for the new minutes or the new agenda, I should ask?
Yes, there should have been an updated one where under new business it would just have the meeting dates for 2025.
Oh.
Yes, would you like me to resend that via email?
Would you please?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And while she's sending that, Jasmine, I can go ahead and speak to the meeting dates for next year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. For those of you who are observing our commission, our meeting time is always the first Thursday of the month. And our meetings start at 5:30 p.m. and they're slated to run until 7:30 p.m. So a 2-hour window. We don't often go that long, but we can. And so we will have the same meeting dates. The first Thursday of the month will be our meeting days, with the exception of any dates that fall within the non-meeting, the prohibited meeting calendar. And that is issued by the Common Council. And they'll tell us, what days we cannot meet for various reasons. And for example, would be just our last meeting for October was canceled because it fell on during the Jewish observance of during a Jewish observance. And so, and we could not find an alternate meeting date, so we did not host a meeting in October. But those would be the only exceptions for our 2025. And so we will try and get those dates actually in print for you once we have that calendar from the Common Council.
Thank you, Tracy. And then it looks like next on the agenda is our final outcome of the $50,000 hearings.
Sure. Back to me. All right. So our fit, and for again, for those of you who are on the call, we have all of the ones, everyone on the call is a commissioner for this body, with the exception of myself. My office oversees the Affirmative Action Commission. I'm the Affirmative Action Manager for the City of Madison, and my office is housed within the Department of Civil Rights. So I realized we should do a little bit of introductions here. And then Giselle is a part of our admin team for the Department of Civil Rights. And so she is running the Zoom for us this evening, and she is the one that was responsible for getting us all here tonight. And then, as I said, everyone else on the call are all commissioners. Vice President Alder Duncan, I see all of your titles there tonight. Alder Duncan is our Common Council Alder appointed member of the commission, and everyone else are members of the community who are a part of the commission. So just needed to give you that information. So the final outcome of our 50K hearings, and again, for those who are new to the call, 50K hearings are based upon companies that have done business with the City of Madison, who have received $50,000 or greater in funding from the City of Madison, who do not have an affirmative action plan on file with the City of Madison. And our 50K hearings were held in October, I'm sorry, September 23rd. And there is a subcommittee from the Affirmative Action Commission that oversaw the hearings along with our legal department for the city. And there were a number of companies that were presented as having not fulfilled or having not come into compliance with that request to have an affirmative action plan on file with the city or have an exemption in place. Out of those hearings, seven companies remain on what we call our debarred list. So we have seven companies who have been debarred, meaning they cannot do business, they cannot accept a contract with the City of Madison for the next 2 years or until they provide an approvable affirmative action plan. Their debarment will hold, a few of them will be debarred until September of 2024. Six, while others will be debarred until October of 2026. We have one company, I think it's American Bedding, that is still on the debarment list from 2 years ago. Their debarment will conclude on November 14th, so next week, November 14th of 2024. They have been debarred from doing business with the City of Madison for a whole 2 years as of next week. And they still can't do business with the city until they produce an approvable affirmative action plan. So right now we currently have a total of eight companies that are debarred with the City of Madison, and we have one that will fall off the list next week. Any questions about our 50K hearings and the current status of any of these companies? Okay, I see the shaking of heads. We did have more companies that were headed to debarment or were actually debarred, and we have had a few of them come into compliance. And so I'm hoping that these other seven will follow suit in the near future. Jasmine, that concludes this report.
Awesome. Thank you, Tracy. And next on the agenda is the Affirmative Action Commission recruitment. Tracy,
All
back to
right.
you.
So I feel like I've already put my 2 cents out there for recruitment. We are still recruiting for the commission. I'm happy to report, as you all see, Ryan is still with us. Yay. Ryan is actually going to still be with us until April of next year. So his tenure will formally end in April of 2025. So with that being said, he's still with us and we're happy to still have him. Sean will be leaving us because he'll be graduating in December. Yay. So Sean will be leaving once he graduates from the UW, and it has been a pleasure having Sean be a part. Once again, Sean, all the best to you in the near future and in all your future endeavors. And we sure enjoyed having you on the commission as well as in the 50K hearings. I shared with Norman that Sean was on point and he was making sure we were in right alignment. So I hope you enjoyed that. Did you want to say something, Sean?
Yeah, thank you. Just thank you so much, everyone. This has been an incredible experience. I have one more meeting left in December, so we're gonna make it count. Thank you, everyone.
Excellent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we still have this commission is a commission of 9 members. So 9 members. So we still have 2 vacancies. Currently, when Sean concludes his time with us in December, we will have 3 vacancies. And then we're hoping that we will be fully staffed before Ryan leaves in April of next year. So we're just working towards that all the more. And again, happy to see Kate and Tati on, and they might want to step in and play a role. It's an opportunity for your voice to be heard in the city of Madison. And Boyce, I feel like we don't need to court you, Boyce. I feel like you're moving in the right direction. So we'll see how that plays out. So that's all I have for our AAC recruitment. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Tracy, can I ask, so how does somebody become a part of the commission?
Very good question. So there is an application that I would send to them, and there is also the requirement of a statement of interest. When you fill out the application, it goes directly to the mayor's office, along with, and you should attach your statement of interest, and you're just basically say stating why you feel like you would be interested in this work or being a part of this committee. The mayor will then review the application and will then follow up with me if she believes that you would be, a good fit. She'll ask me to do a brief interview with you. And I will meet with you. Sometimes, it would be myself or my agency assigned deputy mayor. Our agency assigned deputy mayor is Dr. Linda Vacunta. So the two of us will probably meet with those individuals and just have a conversation with them. And from there, we will submit to the Common Council those names and their interest in being a part of the commission. If the Common Council votes a yes, if it passes the Common Council vote, they become a part of this great body.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So the next agenda item is the residency preference program update. Tracy?
Yes, the residency preference program is a program that we have before the mayor with regards to setting guidelines for extending opportunities to the Madison community or Madison residents to obtain employment with the various different contracts or projects that are going on in the city of Madison. We had put a pause on that program because the mayor was questioning whether the residency program would be duplicating the RAISE program. And the RAISE program is a contractual agreement. It's a part of the contract that companies have when they engage in contracting with the city. And it says that if they have any open positions, they will advertise those positions through the RAISE program. And if a citizen of Madison meets the minimum qualifications, the employer or the company, the contractor, would be required to give that individual an interview. And the RAISE program was stagnant for a few years. Jesus, many of you met Jesus, my contract compliance specialist of several months ago. Jesus has been doing a wonderful job of getting the RAISE program out into the public and making them aware, making our community partners aware of the RAISE program. And so by doing so, that presents more candidates for that program. So the mayor seems to be happy or pleased with the momentum that the RAISE program has. Now we need to go back to her and represent the residency program to show her what the difference is. And so, Ryan, I definitely need your assistance in reviewing that and preparing for us to meet with the mayor to see if we can get her approval on the residency program now that the RAISE program has been fully up and running.
That sounds good. Yeah, happy to help. For sure.
All right. That's our update on the residency preference program.
Okay.
Questions? Questions, comments, concerns? All right, Jasmine.
All right. So next up on the agenda is the equity analysis and landmark review responses from stakeholders.
All right, back to our story, me again. So with the residency, I'm sorry, the equity analysis, we did hear back from one individual. I am having difficulty finding someone to lead the charge on this. And when I say lead the charge, lead the comprehensive equity analysis that we would be involved in with regards to the landmark review. Ryan, question to you, seeing that you are still with us, have you ever worked on an equity analysis?
I haven't, no. I mean, my most substantial experience is that presentation we had a few months ago.
Okay. All right. So I am looking for someone to lead that. I know Ryan agreed to be a part of the analysis, be on the team for the analysis, and I forget who else agreed to be on the team. Kristen, thank you so much. Okay, so Ryan and Kristen would be the representatives from the Affirmative Action Commission. So I still need someone from the city to lead the charge on walking people through the analysis and all that work. The person who we had solicited said that they were at capacity and they could not take that on. So I'm looking for someone else. And I'm going to reach out to our equity and social justice manager, Christy Kumar, and Tariq. Tariq came on and talked about what an equity analysis would consist of. I'm looking to the two of them to see if they can recommend someone for that project. And then hopefully by our next meeting, we'll be able to say we have a lead and we have other stakeholders in place. I know that I have a meeting coming up with our department equity teams. Every agency within the city of Madison has a department equity team, and they have at least one to two co-leads. I will be reaching out to the co-leads and asking any of them if they would be interested in working with the commission on this task. And I'm hoping to find someone within that group of people. It's a pretty big group of people. All right.
All right, any questions from anybody? Okay, so next on the agenda item are reports. So a report from the Common Council, Alder Duncan.
All right. Then I was going to pass it to Tracy and just be like, Tracy, go for it. Thank you all for letting me speak a little bit here, just real quick. So, as you all probably are aware, the referendum for raising the levy did pass, and so that will allow us to be able to fund those services that a lot of Madisonians rely on. It will also help us not have to look for deep cuts in different programs and different departments. We have our budget sessions starting next Tuesday night, and so they will be going Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if needed. But hopefully, we are looking at basically a cost to continue budget that the mayor had presented to us. She had requested for some agencies, I think it was some or all agencies, to do a 1% cut, just to make sure that we are, even though we have the referendum money, that we're being responsible with the money that we have, and making sure that it's going into the right places. So more information to come from that. If you have an opportunity to log on and listen to those sessions, I would recommend it, just so that you can see where the Common Council is putting its money for 2025. And also if there are areas that you would like to see more funding in, being able to come on and just present to the Common Council the needs that you feel should be going, where the money should be going for needs. That is one of the things that, even if it's not this year's budget, knowing that information for the 2026 budget is very important. But that is all that I have from Common Council.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? All right. So a report from the director of the Department of Civil Rights. Nobody's here today? Okay. And then next on the agenda item, the report from the Affirmative Action Division Manager, Tracy.
What do you know? That's me again. All right. Yeah, Norm is at a dinner tonight with Upstart. So, but I will invite him to our December meeting if he's available. I'll ask him to stop by for that meeting. So out the gate, I do not have any personnel updates. The Affirmative Action Division is still fully staffed. So we have 3 contract compliance specialists and 1 affirmative action specialist. And everyone seem to be working out quite well. Then with regards to contract compliance, we don't have any contract compliance concerns that we would want to bring to this commission at this time, and that's a good thing. Our status of our largest construction project right now, I think everyone knows what that is, which is the Metro Bus Rapid Transit Project, otherwise affectionately known as the BRT. And the BRT is up, it's running, the platforms, the buses are pulling up, you can exit the bus from the front and the middle door. It's really exciting to see that project in full swing now, having come from, you know, paper and ideas and concepts. So the bus shelters are, I think they're nice structures, and the riders seem to be enjoying the shelters. There's heat out there, there's seating out there, there's good lighting. So I believe it's a win. They're still working on, you know, building up their mechanics, their workforce, the Metra workforce, so that we'll have enough to keep a good number of buses out and on the streets, on the routes. They have entered into phase 2 of the project, which is the north-south run of the BRT. And so the first bid has gone out, or will be going out shortly. We set the goal for it. And I believe that bid, if it hasn't gone out, it should be going out very shortly. So, and it'll pick up momentum from there. So what we have on the east-west corridor, we'll see it running on the north-south parts of Madison in the near future. So I think that's earmarked for 25-26. All right, that's our largest project. And you see there are many other projects going forth in the city, and no new partnerships with any companies at this time, but I'll have more for you in December, because we'll just do an overview of the division and all the different projects that were worked on. And we'll give you lots of data. Look forward to that in our next meeting. We'll do end of year reporting for you.
All right, so any questions? So this looks like, it looks like we went through the entire agenda. Am I correct? Okay.
You are correct.
All right. So then I look for a motion to move to adjourn.
I'll move that we adjourn.
Awesome. A second? All right. Thank you, Damon and Ryan. And then I just want to say to our guests, thanks for coming in. I think it's super important that people take advantage of the opportunity to sit in on these meetings because they are public meetings, just to learn more about what's happening around your city. So thank you to everybody for coming in and joining us tonight.
Jasmine, carry out your motion.
All right. And so I have motion to adjourn.
Yep. All
All
those in
right.
favor?
All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. So I think that's it. Thanks,
Excellent.
everybody. Woohoo!